This is MSO Newsports.com.
And this is high school hockey on MSO Newsports.com. I'm Rick Moore, along with Nick Kukuru, the Boston Times sports editor, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and a few people filing into the Talbot Rink here at the O'Malley School to see what should be a really good game for first place in the Northeastern Conference as Marblehead is invading Gloucester once again, and the Headers have beaten the Fishermen twice. And Nick, this is for first place, and who would have thunk it, you know, early on?
Yeah, exactly, especially with Gloucester got off to a bit of a slow start, but they've been rolling. They won 9 of their last 10. That only loss coming to Marblehead, who's had their number a bit. I think the first two meetings, Gloucester's had trouble with Marblehead's physicality. Not just, you know, dishing out hits, but, you know, Marblehead can take hits, too. Probably better than anyone else in the conference. So we'll see the third time they got something to combat that.
Will Schell has missed a lot of games for the Headers. He's the captain of the team. Hurt his knee a while back. I believe it was in the Beverly game. But he's back on the ice tonight, looking really good. Been doing what he's supposed to do with rehabbing the knee and so on. And he is the captain and the man for the Headers, as he is probably back anchoring that first line. Colin Hart, leading scorer on the team for Marblehead with 20 points. And the leading goal scorer is Zach Pearsall. This kid's a big dude, too. We talked about him with Coach Wells just a few minutes ago. And it looks like the academics did not hurt the Fishermen.
It does not appear so, from what I've seen.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back to the opening faceoff here at the Talbot. It's Marblehead decked out in their black uniforms with the red numerals, and the Fishermen with the white jerseys, the red pants, the red helmets, and the red numerals. We'll be right back.
Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
I'm Bob Gillis, president of Cape Ann Savings Bank, serving the Cape Ann community with stability and commitment for over 170 years. Since 1846, our customers have relied on our local bank service and big bank benefits. Stop by our offices or call to talk about your banking needs at 978-283-0246. Built on community, capeandsavings.bank.
FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Gloucester's Walter Wilkins Insurance Agency is teaming up with Columbia Insurance to deliver a full line of products, personal home and auto policies, as well as a full line of commercial coverage for business owners, including commercial property and commercial vehicle coverage. Wilkins partners with respected companies such as Plymouth Rock, Quincy Mutual, Commerce, and Safeco. For City of Gloucester employees, there are discounts on auto and home policies. Wilkins Insurance is located at 186 Main Street, Gloucester, now partnering with Columbia Insurance, serving the North Shore.
All righty then, we are ready for hockey tonight as it's Gloucester and Marblehead. Each team coming in with a record of 9 wins. The Headers have 3 losses and 3 ties. The Fishermen have 4 losses and 2 ties. But in the conference, Marblehead is undefeated at 4-0-2, but Gloucester is at 7-1. So Gloucester could essentially take over first place with a win if they can pull it out.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird spot where they both control their own destiny. So whoever wins this game is going to be the front runner going forward.
And we should
Danvers is still right there, looming. I think they're only
Danvers.
I think they're 6-2-1.
6-2-1. Yep.
So they're right there as well.
Exactly. And should point out that Marblehead won both games 3-2 and 4-2. First two meetings this time. So this is the third meeting between these two teams. Eric Feingold out on the ice on the left wing. Center Zach Pearsall, by Carter Laramie on the other side against Costanzo. And it is Pearsall who wins the faceoff. Pearsall's a big dude, knocked down by Costanzo to start the game. And it's cleared in, it's up to the Marblehead line, but not in. Now it just chipped in. Costanzo trying to get it. Can't. And it's Carter Laramie with it. Drops it back to a defenseman, back to his left side to Locke Sheridan. Skates with it. Fires at long range. Glove save along the ice. And actually it was J.T. Monahan with a shot. And it looked like a shortstop catching a low line drive.
Yeah, it
did. Wow. We're not going to talk baseball tonight, though. Good turnout once again.
Why, something happened?
That was Yosemite Sam swearing there under his breath. Good turnout once again by the Gloucester student body. They have shown up for these Wednesday night games, showing a lot of school spirit. Play is in the Gloucester end. There's a shot from long range by Monahan once again that is easily... Oh, there's a score! Didn't even see it, but Schull is raising his stick. 1-0 Marblehead.
It looked like Vatanz tried to poke it out of there and it went off his own defenseman and into the net.
Well, maybe you can see who's going to get credit for it. I have
idea. I think it's got to be whoever put that centering pass has got the goal.
Wow. So early on, Gloucester in the hole, down 0-1. 36 seconds in, Marblehead scores. Third shot on goal. Headers bring it right out of the zone again on the attack. There's a shot that goes just wide off the stick of Chris Locke out there. And Gloucester trying to bring it away. Can't. Rubbed out on the boards is a brew. There's just all over Gloucester early on. Who got the goal, Nick?
Chris Locke.
Locke did.
For the goal.
All right. So Chris Locke, they give
it. Oh, there's another one.
Another goal. I turn my back. And there's another one. 2-0 Marblehead. I was writing down the first goal. And now Marblehead scores again.
Looked like a breakdown, opening the slot, and he buried it.
That's Pearsall. Wow. So just like that, Marblehead leads 2-0. We've played 1 minute and 12 seconds. Well, I'll have to get the scoring later. I can't take my eyes off the ice.
That was Pearsall on the goal.
Yeah, Pearsall, definitely. There's a shot by Gloucester, forcing, got to make sure that it sent Asanya in the net. Yeah, it is. Makes the save. So Pearsall gets the second goal. And Chris Locke the first. Just like that, Marblehead up. 2-0 for Locke, his seventh goal of the season. There's a shot by Gloucester now. They're putting some pressure on. Back to the left point. In deep to Jack Costanzo at the circle left. Centering it. Tries to come up with the pass to himself. Can't. Freitas keeps it in right point. Costanzo circling. Now he goes to the left circle. Top of the left circle. Shoots it. And it goes wide. And Field can't come up with it. Comes all the way out of the zone. Freitas will have to track it down. Being chased by Chris Locke. Freitas sends it up to center ice, taken away by Locke Sheridan. Over on the right side to Mike Flaherty, and it's sticked into the zone by the Headers. Early on, 2-0 Marblehead. We haven't played 3 minutes yet. Headers scoring in 2 goals in the first minute and 12 seconds. So Gloucester in a deep hole early in the first period. Fisherman tried to put something on goal, and Jack Delaney shoots it. It goes wide. Jeremy Abreu circling on the right wing. Drops it back to the near point right side. Dumped back low. Marone out at the right. Sends it into the corner. Centering pass! And it's pounced on by Santasanio with Delaney on the doorstep.
Yeah, nice shift there. Starting with Abreu's physicality, getting that scoring chance in front, but no rebound attempt. Santasanio made sure of that.
Pierce also leading scorer for Marblehead. That's his 14th of the season. And as we mentioned for Locke, that's his 7th.
You know, was it Colin Hart got the assist on the first goal? I did not get the assist on the second yet.
Okay, thanks. Thank you very much. 12-10 left to go. First period, Marblehead leading 2-0. Man, that is not the way that you wanted to start if you're a Fisherman fan. Super start for Marblehead. Here's a break by Costanzo. Wrist shot, blistering shot, goes wide. He was about 18 feet to the right of Santasanio. Along the near boards, the headers clear it up to the Gloucester line. Marone tracking it down, circling around. Blind pass intercepted, bad turnover. Right down the slot, fine goal, shoots, rebound. Chipped away up over the net on a good scoring chance by Eli Feingold. Carter Laramie trying to blast it in on the rebound, but he chipped it up high with a high stick.
Yeah, boy, that turnover was almost costly again. Just a little backhand try and clear the zone, and pretty much sprung Feingold in all alone.
Feingold's a sophomore, and he can fly. Play in the Marblehead end. E.J. Field circling. Still with it on the far boards. Sends it to the backboards, and it's going to be icing on Marblehead. So a shocked home crowd, that's for sure. Everybody just kind of sitting on their hands over on the far side. Marblehead up by 2. Costanzo wins the faceoff, drops it back to Freitas, fighting to keep it in and get it. Costanzo, he's being dogged down low. Marblehead sending one or two men after the puck all the time. Kept in by Robbie Schuster. In the corner, deep. Near side, back around the boards. I can't see who's got it. Taken away by Locke. Sheridan tries to headman the puck to Schull. He gets it at center. Got a wing on his left. Schull on the right side. That's his off wing. He's heading toward the net. Oh, and he's just checked off the play. Power move by Schull. On the other side, here comes Freitas heading into the Marblehead zone and getting back, causing some problems as Cam Raisin makes a nice defensive play. Then the headers bring it right back, flying back up ice. Slap shot from the blue line, and it's a save.
I think they called that offside, so it wouldn't have... Yeah, it's coming back offside, outside the zone.
Well, I said slap shot, but I thought I saw number 25, and I don't have 25 on my program.
I believe that was 20 on that shot.
That was Sheldon if it was 20. Okay. So the header's a step quicker, a step stronger so far. Bouncing puck in on Vitans makes the glove save. Fisherman will get it up ahead. Levereau tries to get it out, get a pass over to Zach Abbott, and return feed to O'Leary. He goes around the cage. Delaney drops it back, kept in at the left point. Shot from the left point. That sounded like a run off the post.
It hit the post. Jack
Ashley, mercy.
Puck had eyes almost.
Jack Ashley with that good shot from the left point, and the headers. We'll take the icing to get their men off the ice. 9:49 left to go, first period. Marblehead up by 2. Gloucester's had a couple of good flurries in their Marblehead zone.
Yeah, they have. They've actually, they're showing the urgency they need to down 2 goals. But, you know, 2 goals in a minute 12 kind of takes the wind out of your sails.
Boy, that's a shockaroo. Oh, rebound, a juicy one for Delaney. Can't put her home after... A shot from the left point by Schuster. And right away, the headers go back down into the Gloucester end. Carter Laramie fighting for the puck in the right corner and draws a crowd.
Another high stick.
Yeah, stick above the shoulder hitting the puck.
Yeah, not a high stick penalty. I'm playing it with the puck.
I know. It's got to be careful when you say, you know, it's exactly. Like, what the bulls? They need another term for that, I guess. So this faceoff will be to the right of Santasanio. And once again, Gloucester has it. Bobby Schuster from the left point out deep. Three players behind the net. O'Brew fighting for it. Leaves it for Delaney, who's hustling around. Taken away by O'Brew. Drops it back to the right point. Freitas loses it off the skate. Here's a breakout by the speedy Feingold. And he's going to be going to be a penalty on Freitas. Mm-hmm. Feingold still with it. Circling the cage. Still with it. Circle right. Drops it back to the right point. JT Monahan down low. Gloucester touches up. And I'll tell you, that's kind of a penalty. It's
not a bad penalty. Yeah. He was going to go in on a breakaway if it wasn't for the hook.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Tough break to it. Freitas was well positioned. Pass kind of was in his feet and just kind of kicked right into the middle of the ice.
All right. So the penalty is at 4:59 on Freitas. So 2-minute penalty on Gloucester. Down by 2-0. And this is a huge, huge penalty kill and power play. Hitters across the line on the right. Colin Hart is going to be checked by Jack Ashley, but Hart gets it back, and we got a man in the slot. It's Laramie, comes back to the left point. Down low it goes to Schull, fighting for it, and actually it's Colin Hart behind the cage. Schull is on the far boards, mid-zone, drops it back to Laramie, and sends it over to the left wing in the corner. Can't see who's got it. It is Pearsall. Pearsall dumps it into the left corner. Laramie knocked down in the slot. Pearsall with it still. Now he'll pick up some attention by Jack Ashley. But goes to Schull. Feeding in the center, and it's blocked by Laramie. Gets blocked, and it's kicked out to center ice. Down to 52 seconds left in the power play. Very patient power play for Marblehead. Schull flying across the line. There he goes, and actually it's Mark Sheridan flying. Looked like Schull, but it's Sheridan. He's still with it. Goes all the way around the cage from the right point. Deflected out of the rink. 7:35 left to go, first period. 35 seconds left in the penalty. Marblehead, big, strong, and fast. Face off to the left of Santasanio. Looks like Gavin Dowley takes the face off. Flips back to the right point. Over to the left to JT Monahan. Back to the right point to Charlie Titus. He goes to the right side. Shot from the circle right. And there's a save. That was Feingold with a wrist shot. Now it's back to left point to Monahan. Sends it down low. 13 seconds left in the Marblehead power play. Leading 2-0. 7 minutes left to go, first period. There's a shot tested. Looked like Batanz fell into the net, but the puck didn't go in. Penalty is over, but Marblehead is still down in the Gloucester end, and Batanz covers up what would have been a pass out in front. This face-off, won by Marblehead, still in the Gloucester zone. Freitas back on the ice, fighting for the puck. But it's the headers who have it. And again, it's in that block view down low with us. Costanzo gets it over to Fields, looking for Marshall. They're across the line. Marshall has it, shoots. Great save by Santasanio. Nice play by Gloucester. Very crisp passing. But Santasanio saw it all the way. And plays it center. Freitas swoops it over to the left side. To Schuster, to Costanzo. Reeling from long range, wrist shot. Got some snap on it even from that deep. Schull with it. At center. Across the Gloucester line. Loses it. And cleared and iced by Gloucester. Looks like when Schull was stick handling, the snow kind of stopped it. 2-0, Marblehead. 6 minutes left to go, first period. Chris Locke. Now it's Colin Hart. Wins it. Comes back to the right point. Locke Sheridan tees it up. Doesn't get through, but headers have it. Around the cage, looking for a centering pass. Abreu trying to fight for the puck for Gloucester. JT Monahan will go up. Comes out to center ice. Shull, skating backwards, shoots it back into the Gloucester end. Excuse me. Fisherman Tim Arone tries to get it to Delaney, but it's too far ahead. JT Monahan goes back, circles the cage, still with it. Delaney trying to take it from him and can't quite do it. Ryan Bergen trying to help out. It's still in the Marblehead end, but the headers have it. Up the center. Show in his own zone for the headers. Long right wing feed, too far ahead. And Jack Ashley gets it for Gloucester. Soft pass over on the right wing. Bad pass by the fisherman. Goes into the Marblehead end. No icing. E.J. Field on Charlie Titus. Field can't come up with it. Titus does. And Marblehead brings it out quickly. Here's Feingold flying on the left wing. Puts the brakes on. Doing some fancy stick handling. Centering pass. Sticked aside by Vatanz. Headers keep it in. Freitas is checked into the boards. I think it's by Shell. But Gloucester comes away with it. Schuster has it. Bounce back into the Gloucester end. Delayed offside. The headers will take that opportunity to get some fresh legs. Well, that could have been charging, but no. Costanzo to Field. Costanzo shoots, scores! 2-1. Pretty play. Give and go. Costanzo and Field. So Gloucester's on the board.
Yeah, 2-on-1 break. Gloucester needed that in the worst way, because this one, they needed the next goal, put it that way.
Not a clean 2-on-1, but good enough.
No,
they took
but
advantage
they got enough
of it.
Speed, and you know, they're strong enough on the puck that they were able to make it work. That came right after Marblehead almost had a nice chance with Eli Feingold making a nice move. You see the speedsters making plays right now.
Oh, yeah. Got that frog on my throat again. It's the. See if we can get the assist. Was there a second assist?
Harry Marshall with the second assist.
Marshall does get it, okay. Well, I don't want to write anything down because I missed two goals by doing that.
I know.
Jeepers. Play is in the header end. They bring it out. Pass too far ahead for Chris Locke from Colin Hart. But it does go into the Gloucester end, and Marblehead pounces on it. 3:23 left to go. Goal comes at 10:39 for Gloucester. So they've cut the lead in half anyway. O'Leary is checked from behind by Shull. Nice play by Shull. He's all over the place, and he sends it into the Gloucester end once again. Headers change on the fly. Here comes Abreu, long leg, off the boards, right wing, down low. Mike Flaherty on it, fires it up ahead. Header goes down, no call. Abreu fighting for it at center, comes up with it.
I thought they might get a trip there. It looked like a little leg-on-leg action.
And across the line, drop pass by Sheridan, nobody home, but it's closed on quickly by Pearsall, and he fires it. It's deflected up out of the ring.
Well, yeah, Gloucester got caught trying to get a little too cute there, clearing the zone. Wait, what do you leave, like a drop pass in the middle of the slot, and there was no one there for it except for Pearsall. Luckily, someone got a stick on that shot.
We'll listen to the Salem News guys talk a little hockey at the break. At the first break, second break, we'll talk with Nick about his Super Bowl experience. Meantime, 2:35 left to go, first period. Marblehead shocking Gloucester with two goals in the first minute and a half. Fisherman fighting back to cut the lead in half. Costanzo, stick handling. DeMarshall on the right. And he shoots it off the end boards. Rebound to Costanzo. Circle left at the dot. Drops it to Field. Tries to stuff it. Blocked. Taken away by Hart. all by himself with a 1-on-2. Costanzo puts him into the boards. No call as Hart goes down. Jack Ashley races back to get it, but he loses it. And it's Schull, who's everywhere. One-handed pass goes behind the cage. In the left wing, Hart tries to look out. Almost up here. Field, way down on the Marblehead end first. Goal line extended, puts the brakes on, reverses his field, drops it looking for Costanzo. Nope, ain't going to happen. Cleared away by the headers. A lot of traffic in front. Taken away. Nice steal by Costanzo. Drops it for field. Back to Costanzo. Oh, and he's checked by Hart. Costanzo still with it. Still stick handling with it. Loses it. Comes out of the zone. Schuster on it for Gloucester.
Right, Marblehead. Gloucester keeps trying to hit these plays in the slot, but Marblehead just has it covered. They're forcing everything from wide, everything from distance. They've had at least one, two guys in the slot to break something up every time Gloucester's tried to center pass it.
They're clogging that up. 1:12 left to go in the first. 2-1 Marblehead. And I think this is icing on the hitters. It is. Well, this has been something. It's very, very interesting to say the least. Marblehead jumping out with two goals in the first 1 minute and 12 seconds of the game.
You could even blink or get your bear 2-0.
I did blink and I missed them both.
Exactly.
Jeez. Thank goodness you're here, man.
I missed the second one too.
Well, Coach Jackson, Coach Bob Jackson, not with us tonight. I think we have a penalty coming up on Marblehead. Coach Jackson would tell you to keep your head up, so I better do that. Looks like a penalty on the headers.
Yeah, I don't know. Cross-check, I guess, the work out front.
Penalty's on Locke Sheridan.
Gonna go.
At 14:08. So Gloucester on with its first power play. I'll get it out in a minute. So Abreu at the dot right side to Costanzo, looking for field back to the point. Can't see who the point man is, but it's cleared by Marblehead.
That's Abreu. Abreu plays defense on the power play.
All right, that's right. They've got five forwards out there.
Yeah.
But two of them with former defense experience.
Multiple years of defense experience.
Well, Abreu is checked at the line easily by the headers, and Costanzo just slaps his stick down in disgust because they're not going to get another form. Well, maybe they will. Costanzo flying. Here he goes across the line with it. 1-on-4. And he's checked into the boards, but he centers it anyway. Hart all over him. 1 second left, and there you go. Interesting first period, to say the least.
I'll be honest, I thought Gloucester actually played pretty well, but they were nothing by the time they started to play pretty well, so the damage was done.
Yeah, and I don't want to say they were fluke goals, but it was just kind of weird. So we'll take a break, come back with a scoring summary, then we'll check in with the Salem News boys, the Salem News reporters on their take on some hockey stuff. After one here at the Talbot, it is Marblehead 2 and Gloucester's 1. Almost said 0, but it's 2-1 Marblehead.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF.
2-1 is the score. It was 2-0 in the first minute and 12 seconds of this game as Marblehead's Chris Locke scored at the 36th second mark. And there was just a pileup out in front. He got credit for it and Colin Hart the assist. Then while I was writing that down, who got the goal, I took my eyes off the ice for a second, and Zach Pearsall put it home at a minute and 12 seconds of the first, with Feingold getting the assist for Pearsall, his 14th, for Locke his 7th. It was 2-0 in the first 1 minute and 12 seconds of the game. Gloucester came back at 10:39 with a good give and go between Costanzo and Field. Jack Costanzo scoring for the Fisherman his 14th goal of the year, and that's his 39th goal overall. He's got 75 points according to according to Nick here in his second season. So we'll get more on that later on. But Costanzo cutting the lead to 2-1. EJ Field the initial assist with the give and go. Harry Marshall the other assist, and then Gloucester still has a minute and 8 seconds left in a man advantage to start the second period. One penalty to each team. Shots according to the big board, 6 for Gloucester and 8 for Marblehead. So we'll check in with the big boys. We'll check in with the Salem News sports writers here in just a second. You're listening to MSONewsSports.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conan Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com.
So a little earlier in the week, Bill Newell got to talk with Nick Giannino and Matt Williams and Phil Stacey of the Salem News. They talked a lot of sports, and here's the hockey portion of it.
Big Fenwick win this week, huh?
There was. It's unfortunate they weren't able to follow it up with another one on Saturday night, but they did go over to Connery Rink and Lynn and take down St. Mary's for the first time in 18 years. 3-1, really well-played game for Fenwick. You can see that when they play well, they're tough to beat because they pack it in defensively. They get timely scoring. I like the goaltender, Jack Vieira. He's big. He covers up his rebounds. He's mobile. I think they got 6 strong defensemen. I think they got a real game breaker in Ian Worthley with some great talent around him. Nick Muzzy, Diego Segui, Tom Estella, Jake Murphy, so on and so on. They just weren't able to carry that over into Saturday night where they lost at Austin Prep 2-0, which has been kind of an Achilles heel for them, is following up, getting consistent scoring. So Fenwick is still in the Catholic Central League title chase, and they have a real marquee win on their schedule, but they're 500 and with 5 games left. I mean, they and Danvers are both in the same boat. They're both 7-7-1, need 5 points in 5 games. St. John's Prep is another team I want to talk about. Didn't see them this past week, but really tough 2-1 loss to St. John's of Shrewsbury on Saturday. Outshoot them 30-13. Hit a couple of posts. This team is so snake-bitten when it comes to scoring. I think they scored 6 against Austin Prep, and every other game's been 1 goal, 2 goals, occasional 3. They got a lot of talent. I can't figure out why. I don't think the coaches can either, why they can't score. Maybe getting Nick Townsend back will help that out. Sophomore center, real key piece down the stretch last year on their run to the Division I North Final, is back from his injury. Hopefully he can spark them. They're 7-4-4, so they don't really have to worry about making the tournament. They want to make the Super 8. They were one of the watch teams that were on the list that was released on Sunday, 1-12. Unless they completely bottom out, I can't see them not making it. I mean, they're clearly one of the 8 best teams in the state. But if they don't find a way to start scoring with any consistency, it's not going to be as long as a run as it could be. Finally, I want to mention the Chieftains of Masconomet. They're rolling, 12-2-1. They just won their second straight Cape Ann League title. And, you know, the head coach, Andrew Jackson, and I, like a lot of the coaches, we talk a few times a week, and he said to me, when was the last time Masco won back-to-back Cape Ann League titles? And I'm thinking, oh, maybe when the LaColce brothers were playing, late 90s or so. So I looked it up, and Turns out they had never done it. Never won back-to-back championships, which, you know, a lot of great teams over the years in the Cape Ann League between, of course, Newburyport and Linfield and Triton and da-da-da-da-da. You go all down the list. Wilmington for a few years when they were in it. But you have to go back to when they were playing in the old Merrimack Valley League in the mid-60s when they won back-to-back crowns. So great accomplishment for them. Any reason you get that hammer there, bud? Okay. Don't mind that. Masconomet is ranked. You know, I don't put a whole lot of stock in polls myself, but they're ranked number two behind unbeaten defending state champ Canton in all of Division II in the latest Hockey Night in Boston poll. So I think there's some validity to that. They're really playing well, and after a unexpectedly early postseason exit last year when they were upset by Triton in the North quarterfinals after beating them twice during the year, I think it's a focused, intent group that could go very far. So congratulations to them on winning another Cape Ann League title, and that's hopefully the first of many team goals that they can achieve.
All right, we're going to zip over to Willie here for girls hockey. But
hammer time.
Yeah, it's hammer time. No. But speaking of that, maybe we touched before you walked into the room last week. We talked about your award that you won from the Salem News organization,
yes. North of Boston.
North of Boston Media Group. Yes. Thank you, Phil. But hey, a little observation on that, and then without a breath, go into girls hockey for us.
Well, we're on to Cincinnati, right? I think we don't always like to toot our own horns around these parts, but certainly we have good company here with our teammates and good people that set us up, take the photos, edit the stories, you know, put them on the plate, and all that good stuff. And I think that the listeners that we get on this podcast, people that read the paper, I mean, you know, I think it's just a testament to the power of the local sports. That's what people want to read. And I think that that's important. And I think, you know, hey, we had some fun earlier, and you know, we all get our jollies with the Celtics and the Bruins and all this. But, you know, at the end of the day, the local stuff is the bread and butter. It's really important. And I hope that kind of shines through in what we do here. You know, girls hockey sort of at a standstill right now. Most of everything has kind of been established. We're kind of waiting for the tournament. You know, not a lot of unpredictable results of late. Really unfortunate break for the Beverly girls with the old kick saves curse. They haven't won a game since we featured them a few weeks back. And, you know, really unfortunate that goaltender Maddie Delano suffered a concussion in the first game after that column. And, you know, she's missed the last two periods of that game and the last two consecutive games since. They were hoping she'd be cleared to play Saturday against Masco. She wasn't able to go. They lost 5-3. You know, three goals is about as many as Masco has given up in the league in quite some time. They're usually pretty stingy defensively. So, I mean, you know, you lose 4-3 to Winthrop, 5-3 to Beverly. You really hope that that you'd like to be able to take some points out of those games to make the tournament. And you know, no disparagement on the backup goaltender who did a great job, made a bunch of saves. I think, you know, 40, 45 combined saves between the two games. But, you know, if you're Beverly, you almost have to wonder if we had our all-star caliber goalie in here. I mean, we score six goals in two games. We're winning one of those two games, or at least coming away with a tie. So just a really, really tough break for the Panthers. You hate to see that because it's probably going to mean doom for them now, which is against Marblehead, Medford, Peabody, and Acton Boxborough. So they're going to have to upset the Tanners and not trip up anywhere else if they're going to make the tournament. And, you know, just kind of a tough break for them as far as the injury bug is concerned.
All right, man, I'm looking at the time is up here.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. With Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and, of course, Phil Stacey, we're back here at the Talbot in Gloucester with Nick Kukuru. We've reversed our field as Marblehead is defending the goal to our left. Gloucester defending the goal to our right. We start the second period with 1 minute and 6 seconds left in the man advantage for the Gloucester Fishermen. As a check it for Marblehead. They're in the penalty. Gloucester's in the power play as we start. Gloucester down 2-1. And immediately Shull clears it out to center ice for the headers. 46 seconds left. And the man advantage for Gloucester. Field can't control it. and Feingold just buzzing around everywhere. Finally, Abreu has it at center, and he'll try to get it up to the line. Does. Checked into the boards. Weak pass goes in. Actually, a weak shot, though, we'll have to call it. Goes in on Peter Santisanio, puts the glove face down and holds on.
Yeah, Gloucester just got away with a couple dangerous passes through the neutral zone that were a couple inches away from going on an odd man rush the other way.
So Locke Sheridan has 32 seconds remaining in his penalty. Gloucester shell-shocked early on with those two quick goals, but played pretty evenly since then. Here's a shorthanded chance for Marblehead, but it goes too far for Colin Hart, and he spun around by a defenseman. Field has it winding up in the Gloucester zone. Heading toward the near side. Marblehead masked at the line. Drops it to the right side. Shot blocked. And Schuster keeps it in. Costanzo in the left wing corner. 6 seconds left in the penalty. Schuster shoots it from a bad angle. Trying to stuff the open net. And it can't be put home by Abreu.
Yeah, that was an outstanding play. I believe it was Mike Flaherty, the defenseman.
Score! Marblehead the other way. Will Schell gets another one. It's 3-1. Well, Gloucester golden opportunity missed. Schell comes back and puts a dagger in you, man. Whoa, boy. Again, I'm looking at the clock, and Shaw goes down and scores. You'd think I'd learn. This definitely is Shaw's, and this one comes at 1:20 of the second. You say unassisted?
Yes.
Right. Another scoring chance for Marblehead. Carter Laramie can't put it home. Comes back to the point. A lock fires it. Goes wide. Marblehead all over Gloucester at the moment. JT Monahan going to be delayed offside. And they're going to call the offside now. Cowabunga. So Will Schell gets his 10th goal of the season. He is back at full strength himself. Face off. Down in the Gloucester end, Pearsall wins it. Back to the left point, Monahan shoots it. Intercepted by the fisherman, they'll bring it out. On the left wing, it's Harry Marshall, racing for it. Trying to pick up his own pass. Diagonally into the right corner, back to the right point. Shot goes wide by Tim Marone. Intercepted in the slot, headers break it out. Possible 2-on-1. Schell, a check at Pearsall with the long strides. He gets it, and oh, what a safe score! Score on the rebound. Pearsall, I don't know how he missed it. Saved by Vitens. Rebound goes home. It's 4-1 Marblehead.
Yeah, that was Carter Laramie on the rebound there.
So Laramie, Schell does, I mean, Pearsall does the work. Laramie gets the goal. And lightning once again early on in the period. This is at 2:17. So they scored 57 seconds apart. Two goals for Marblehead. They now lead 4-1.
I don't know how there's a second assist there when Pearsall picked the puck up
right
in the offense in the defensive zone and skated all the way down. But
who'd they give the second
they
one
gave,
to?
They gave Feingold the second assist.
Feingold. Well, just like that, it's 4-1 Marblehead. Big lead, big crowd, by the way, showing up now in the middle of the game. But headers threatening to take this one over big time. Three-goal lead for Marblehead early in the second. 11:53 left to go in the second. And for Laramie, that's his fifth goal of the season. Headers get it to center. And popped into the Gloucester end, stolen by the headers down deep. Circling, can't see who it is. It looks like it's Colin Hart. Leaves it behind for Chris Locke. And it's going to be kept in at the left point. Long shot is blocked. Abreu can't come up with it for Gloucester. Locke Sheridan down low. Chris Titus backing up on defense. And it is Colin Hart with it. Sends it around the boards. Looking for Feingold. Taken by Delaney. Intercepted at the point. Kept in by Marblehead. Rink tilted down to the right. From the right point, Charlie Titus fires it up high behind the cage. Header's controlling. And it's finally going to be iced by Gloucester. Necessarily, as Delaney sent it all the way along. And the faceoff will be to the right of the tan. So shell shock then. Marblehead just, again, two quick goals. So the Headers feeling it, man. They coach said they had a good practice last week, but not such a good game on Sunday. Well, they're playing pretty good right now.
Yeah, they sure are. They've taken advantage of every mistake that Gloucester's made. They've made them pay for it.
Yeah, you just hiccup, and they make you pay for it. Zach Morris for Gloucester to Zach Abbott. Morris drops it back to the point. Ashley, long-range shot. And it's gloved by Santasanio. Had good clear vision on that one. He'll hold on. 10:22 left to go, middle frame. Two quick goals in this period by the Headers, Shull and Laramie. Four different goal scorers so far tonight for Marblehead. Costanza wins the faceoff, heads to the net. Circling, puts the brakes on. Pirouettes, now he does the same thing, goes back again. 180 degrees, cross ice past Ashley. Wrist shot through a screen, save. Santasanio in his midsection, he hangs on. Quick snapshot by Ashley that time.
Yeah, that was a nice screen by Marshall in front, but Santasanio had good vision there. He saw that the whole way.
Headers will try to break it out, leading. Aiden Jalbert gets it up ahead, looking for Hart, intercepted by Costanzo, wheeling at center, puts a move on, drops it to field, blocked, and he gets a shot away, and it's a pretty dangerous shot that's gloved once again by Santasanio. It's like a fourth line out there now for the Headers. And Costanzo wins the faceoff, but here's a breakout 2-on-1 for Marblehead. And shot from long range by Hayden Leveroni. Goes, well, it's actually a save by Vatanz. Comes back to the left point, kept in by Sheridan. And he shoots it down low. Pounced on by Leveroni. Going to come back to the point to Charlie Titus. Gets it up ahead in the right wing. Gloucester finally able to clear it out of the zone. And it's bounced back to the Gloucester line. Costanzo heads up ice once again, being dogged by Sheridan, though, and E.J. Field will come away with it. Whip it into the Marblehead end. 9 minutes left to go in the second, 4-1 Marblehead. Winding up is Sheridan, or is that Shull? That's Sheridan. Lock Sheridan will turn it around and go back behind his own net. Abreu trying to get it from Delaney. Abreu does. Bad angle. Goes into the left wing. Near boards. Whole bunch of people fighting for it. Abreu comes away with it. Centering pass blocked by Santasanio. Headers will bring it out. 2-on-2. Long bouncing puck off the stick of Connor Sheridan, I think. Taken away by the fisherman on the right wing. Abreu fires it, goes up over everything. .822 left to go, second period. This one's for first place in the conference. Marblehead has beaten Gloucester twice, and right now they're on the way to do it.
Gloucester hasn't scored more than two against Marblehead in two previous meetings, so.
Right.
They got a steep hill to climb.
Players in the Gloucester end. Five players just in a scrum down to our left. Headers will come away with it. But Gloucester is able to steal it. Robbie Schuster at his own line. This is going to be icing. Never touch the puck again. Nice attendance this evening. Wednesday night before a storm. Supermarket was packed today. I thought there was a blizzard warning or something or other. I don't know what's going on here. So Vatans looks at the faceoff to his left, and it's won by the headers, but puck is drawn too far back out to center ice. And Will Schoe commanding with it, fires it over on the left. Over to Chris Locke, tries to get it back to Schoe in the slot. Goes in the right wing. And brought out by the fisherman, E.J. Field. First man back, J.T. Monahan, Marblehead. Still with it. Nobody there as he sends it too far ahead into the Gloucester end, though. And that forces Schuster to make a play back to center ice. Trying to hook up with Costanzo. Heads to the net. Avoids the check, still with it. Backhanded up high. Marshall tried to tip it home. Can't. And it's cleared out by Schoe, who takes a hit on the Marblehead line.
Yeah, I'm not sure that would have counted if Marshall did
right.
Tip it home. It looked like his stick was above the crossbar.
Yep. Costanzo, goal line extended, Marblehead in, trying to get it over to Harry Marshall. Need a line change, Gloucester does. And no tripping. Boy, that could have been a trip by E.J. Field, centering pass to Delaney. And Delaney fights for it. Headers take it away. This will be icing on Marblehead.
Yeah, that looked like a pretty easy trip behind the net.
Didn't it?
There. It almost led to a scoring chance for Gloucester, too.
I know.
I'm actually shocked they let that go.
I think Schoe is discussing things with an official. He's got the C on his chest. He's allowed to do that, I think, to a certain degree. And
yeah, that looked like the degree that you're allowed to, because the ref never told him to get out of there.
Right.
He listened to him.
Slap shot by Gloucester. Long rebound out to center ice. Pounced on by Carter Laramie. And Gloucester will get it. Delaney is able to clear it back into the Marblehead end, and we have another icing. So for Marblehead, two quick goals in the first. Chris Locke, Jack Pearsall, two quick goals in the second. Will Schoe, Carter Laramie. The only goal for Gloucester back in the first, Jack Costanzo.
Yeah, this period's a little different than the last one. I thought Gloucester bounced back fairly well last period. Marblehead's kind of put the clamps on this period since they've got.
They have, they have. Yep, they're clogging up the lanes, passing lanes, and they're a step quicker. Abreu leads the attack with a 3-on-3. Puck is taken away by still in the Marblehead end. And the headers clear it too far ahead, and this is icing on Marblehead. 5:42 left to go in the second. Coming down in the stretch, too, as Marblehead Gloucester in the tournament. And they're ranked pretty highly. I think they're 10 and 11, something like that, respectively, at the moment. I could have that reversed. It could be Marblehead up ahead of Gloucester, but they're pretty high in the rankings in Division 2 overall. Big check by O'Leary on a Marblehead player. Morris going back for it.
We'll see when the postseason. I thought the two best teams I've seen this year have been Masco and Triton. I thought they've been just a little better than all the other NEC teams, but we'll see.
Break out for Gloucester with a 2-on-1. And the shot score! Gloucester!
Dan O'Leary. Great play by O'Leary. It looked like he baited Santusano, was expecting pass there, and he put it home short side.
Exactly right. Good call. So O'Leary cuts the lead in half for Gloucester at 9:44 of the second. It's now 4-2. Marblehead. Beautiful goal by O'Leary. His third of the season. Right back on the other end. Oh, man, Marblehead almost scored again as I'm writing it down. Here comes Costanzo, though, returning to the other side. He shoots. Loose puck almost beat Santasanio, but he covers up his own rebound. Were there assists on that?
I did not hear.
Okay.
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it looked like... 27, Daniel O'Leary.
Zach Morris, assist.
Okay. Watch the action, because I'm writing. All right, Gloucester has it on the attacking zone. Oh, man, it hit Lock Sheridan and almost bounced in on Santasanio. Sheridan now with two Gloucester players all over him behind the cage, and the fishermen come up with it. But helping out is JT Monahan, and he'll clear it out. Not going to be icing because Schuster can catch it. Or is it? No, they wave it off. Schuster took his time getting back, and he's hit by a Marblehead player. I think it's Sheridan who's on him in the Marblehead end. Costanzo fighting for the puck against Schull and cleared to the near boards in the Marblehead end. Down low right corner. Taken away by Schuster. He is intercepted before he can center it, before he can pass it out. And it is Pearsall flying all over the place.
Yeah, Gloucester has tired legs on the ice right now. They need a change. You can tell big time.
Marblehead all over it. Gloucester will ice it, I'm sure, if they can get a chance to. And it comes out of the zone finally. And there's the icing. Oh, no, it's intercepted by Marblehead at the Gloucester line. So no icing as Aiden Jalbert kept it. We have a penalty coming up on Gloucester.
Yeah, you got caught on the ice too long, and you get tired, and you take a penalty.
Well, most unfortunate for Gloucester.
It's a rare call on EJ Field. You never see Field in the box.
But I think, as you said, tired legs out there. Field with 111 career points, according to you, Nick. 53 goals, 58 assists coming into this one.
112 now. I believe he just passed Tom Sala for 8th all-time? 7th all-time in the list?
Is that right? Wow.
I'll have to check.
Pretty cool. Centering pass. Shot goes wide. Marblehead on the attack. Carter Laramie with that shot. And it's out of our view in front of the Marblehead bench at the moment. Centering pass by Schell. Oh, he set up Laramie and he fired it wide. He had the open net. Sheridan at the left point. Still with it. Closing. Dumps it over to the right to Pearsall. She shoots along the ice. It's a save by Vatanz. And there's a crowd all over him down there as he hangs on.
Yeah, he just moved into 8th all-time on Gloucester's all-time scoring list.
Pretty amazing.
Steve Douglas is next on that list with 115. And Zach Borowski with 116. So he has a shot. Fulford's 134 might be a little out of reach, but he could move up.
And who's number one, Mario?
Mario will land 221 career points.
Well, Jack Costanzo could threaten that if he stays healthy.
Yeah, he's already got 75
I know.
Points.
My amazing. Goodness. That that projects to 300. All right, so a minute and 13 left. Shorthanded bid by Costanzo. Poke check nicely off the play by Locke Sheridan.
Sheridan's having a great game today. He's just, seems like every time Gloucester's got something going, he's got a stick in the way or a body in the way.
He's solid, and he can lead the attack too. Across the line is Hart setting up the play. Centers it for Laramie, goes back to the far boards. Shot from bad angle goes through a whole bunch of players off to the other side, near boards. And it's into that corner where we can't see anything. Cleared by Gloucester. 37 seconds left in the Marblehead power play. 2 minutes left to go in this second period. It's 4-2 Marblehead. And this is icing on Marblehead. Well, they got the man advantage in their call for the icing. We continue. Hayden Hale is out there killing a penalty along with Morris, Zach Morris for Gloucester. 17 seconds left in the power play. Headers across the line with numbers. Setting up shop now. In the right corner, Hart to Hart. And it should have been Schull to Hart. Hart to Hart was a television show. Jeepers. Puck goes out of the rink. Oh, man, I need a line change. Oh, wait, we can't do that, can we? Minute and a half left to go in the second. 3 seconds left in the power play for Marblehead to face off in the Gloucester zone. 4-2. Marblehead field getting ready to pounce back onto the ice.
Yeah, it looked like Costanzo said be ready. They're going to set something up. He might try and spring him here. We'll see if it works. Got to win the faceoff first.
Costanzo did win the faceoff, and they'll bring it out of the zone. Here he comes with Field on the left wing standing still. Now he goes into the zone. Costanzo was bumped off the play nicely, but he comes right back with a puck, and he centers it, stolen by Hart. He gets it ahead on the left to Chris Locke, who has Schull with him, but they need a line change with the penalty over, obviously. Minute and 10 seconds left to go in the period. And there's a misfire by a Gloucester defenseman trying to get it out of the zone. That was stolen and checked out of the rink once again. Field now chatting with an official.
Yeah, they wanted a hook or a hold or something on Costanzo's rush on the wing. I thought it was a good shoulder bump, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, I shouldn't say anything, Nick, but it's been a physical game.
Yes.
But it's been a physical game, if you know what I'm saying.
And
that's all it's been.
They're letting them play for the most part, yeah. Which I will never complain about.
Yeah. But that's all it's been is a physical game. Each team playing hard. Centering pass by Field looking for Costanzo. And he is checked off the play by Aiden Jalbert. Play goes back to the Gloucester end. And Costanzo reeling. Here he comes. Center. Across the Marblehead line. Long shot. Up high. It's going to be gloved anyway by Santasanio. 26 seconds left to go in the second. Don't forget Connections tomorrow. Connections is for the birds tomorrow. Check out the site tonight or early in the morning and you'll see what I'm talking about. 10 o'clock live program, Connections on MSO News Sports. Abreu loses the faceoff to Pearsall. And Feingold can't come up with it, but he's still fighting for it. Puck is loose in the Gloucester zone, up high. Goes right into the slot, but comes back out. We're in the Marblehead end, and Pearsall will bring it out. Flying on the left wing, he picks up a winger, shoots, trickles and scores! Trickled right through the legs of Vatanz after he made the initial save, and Pearsall gets the goal. It's 5-2 Gloucester.
That is a backbreaker right there.
Yeah, after they weathered the storm on the power play. Pearsall, second of the night, 15th of the season. Comes with 0.6 seconds left. How do you do? Wow, that is a backbreaker, man, to give that up that late. Did you hear?
Yeah, we got Pearsall.
Pearsall scored the goal, right?
Yes.
I mean, he had it the whole way, and then.
Oh, yeah.
It was the initial save. It just broke through Vatanz after he made the save. And for Pearsall, his second of the night, 15th of the season. Well, we'll do the same thing. We'll take a break. I'll come back, wrap the scoring, and then we'll have a little chat with Nick. But the important thing is that it's 5-2. Marblehead in this game for first place.
This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. institutionforsavingsloans.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right,
Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hey, this is Matt Williams from the Salem News. Make sure that you listen to our weekly high school sports podcast where you can get all the news and happenings in the North Shore high school sports and beyond with myself, Phil Stacey, Bill Newell, and Nick Giannino.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
Well, Gloucester would trailed 2-0 very early on two quick lightning strikes by Marblehead in the first, and the Headers did the same thing in the second, two quick goals within a minute of each other early on in the second. So in the second period, with the Headers leading 2-1, it was Will Schull back in action for the Headers, scoring his 10th of the season unassisted at 1:20, minute and 20 seconds gone in the second to give the Headers a 3-1 lead. And then Carter Laramie came right back at 2:17, picked up his fifth goal of the year, the assist to Pearsall and Feingold, and that made it 4-1. Dan O'Leary cut the lead, which has been the script so far, in half at 9:44 on a nice play with a 2-on-1. Zach Morris got the assist. But then, with less than a second left to go in the third period, Zach Pearsall, 14:59, the time of the goal. Actually, it was 14:59.2, something like that. And for the Headers, Gavin Dowley and Eli Feingold got the assist. So, six shots for Gloucester up on the board in that second period, five for Marblehead. It is 5-2, Marblehead. We'll take a break, come back, and talk with the Gloucester Times Sports Editor here between periods, with the Headers comfortably in front now by a score of 5-2.
You'll love the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, as they feature a menu to please everyone. Start your meal with your choice from a dozen delicious appetizers. There are also soups and fresh salads. Dinner selections include burgers, sirloin tips, chicken parmesan, chicken piccata, and then there's seafood, clams, haddock, salmon, lobsters, and fish tacos. Plus a wide selection of sandwiches and wraps. Let the Bradford Tavern host your events or functions set in unique spaces. Open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. The Bradford Tavern, Route 133 Rowley, and Bradford Tavern.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do so for beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Second intermission here at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester, with Marblehead leading it by a score of 5-2. And we want to talk now with Gloucester Times Sports Editor Nick Kukuru. And Nick, I have to ask you about your experience in Miami.
Great time.
Yeah, and you went down on Friday, but
yes.
Of course, what I find of interest is that you said you broke bread with two national announcers.
Yeah, Mike Tirico. Chris Collinsworth, Mike Florio, too, from Pro Football Talk.
Okay.
Yeah, as well. It was interesting.
And did you guys sit at the same table, or how'd that work?
No, I talked to him a little bit. Not really, but
yeah.
They were both nice guys, though.
Yeah. And Collinsworth is really pretty cool. Tall, isn't he?
He is. Yeah, he is. Tony Dungy was also there. I met Tony Dungy last year, not this year.
Yeah, and you said he was very, very nice in person as well.
Yep, absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you had good seats for the game?
Yep, yep.
So what's your impression of that game?
I hate to say it, but I thought the 49ers kind of blew it. You know, up 20-10, they put the game in Jimmy G's hands, and he didn't make a play. But that was in Patrick Mahomes did, and I think everyone could see it coming that Patrick Mahomes was eventually going to make a few plays because he's so good, and you know, he did.
And he is the stereotypical superstar because of the way he does it. You know, he gets that look in his eye. He can, like Bird could have an Oprah and still win the game, Larry Bird.
Yeah.
And it's the same way with Mahomes. He can have an Oprah, but he's going to pull it out at the end.
When they made it 2017, you knew it was like, all right, you're going to have to score again, San Francisco, because he's going to score again.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
And I was a little surprised that Jimmy G couldn't do it because...
I was too, especially when he overthrew that deep ball. They were just a couple. I thought they kept calling that same slant run, you know, then the Chiefs started jumping it and...
Well, there was one time there when, who were the announcers? Was it Troy Aikman?
Yeah, Aikman.
When Aikman, Aikman said he called the play and it was so predictable. And KC was all over it. And that was a shocker, too, given Shanahan, you know. It didn't surprise me that Kansas City won.
No.
I think, they're the best team in the league. They showed that.
They were. They improved defenses here. Mahomes, I think, going into the playoffs, I think even some Patriots fans got lulled into a bit of a false sense of security because when the Patriots played Mahomes, his ankle was still bothered. His ankle wasn't in the playoffs, and he was a totally different animal. Pretty much unstoppable.
It also seems that there is a way to stop him.
The 49ers
it's just hard to execute.
Exactly. They did the best they could eliminating those big plays, and all it took was one busted coverage, and he jumped on it immediately.
Yeah. Take care, Mike. Mike Ladoff, former assistant coach in football and the unofficial team photographer for all things Foster High School sports. Well, Nick, with the other thing that I hesitate bringing up is the Red Sox plight.
Yeah, they're in a bad spot right now. I wish I could say I was more upset about this Mookie Betts trade. I mean, I guess we all saw it coming, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. I just don't think there was any chance he was coming back after the season. I think somebody was going to pay him more than the Sox were willing to go, and it would have been more than the 10 years, $300 million. It probably wouldn't have been the 12 and 420 that Betts asked the Red Sox for, but it probably would have been more than the 10 and 300 the Red Sox offered him. So get something for him, I guess.
When does this stop? Where does it stop? What's the ceiling?
That's a good question. Who's coming up? I mean, all the best players in the league have now kind of signed those big contracts, so I don't know who's next.
Well, the thing is, and I'm talking about, Joe Average. How does Joe Average go to a game?
Yeah.
In any sport, really.
Yep.
I used to be able to go down to Greatwoods or wherever the hell it's called now and take my daughter down there, and she could take a friend and we'd be able to go see a concert.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Mm-hmm. You go to a game. And seriously, if you take three kids or a family of four, it could cost $1,000.
Yeah, it could. Yep.
So
it's pricey. And of course, that's what makes it look worse on the Red Sox is ticket prices going up. Nobody wants to hear that after you're cutting costs.
Really? All right. Well, Gloucester's back on the ice. Nick, they're down by three. What's your prognostication here?
Yeah, this is going to be steep. I didn't like their chances even at 4-2 just with the way Marblehead's defended. But if they got the next goal to make it 4-3, then, this team kind of can thrive on momentum. But not after 5-2. That's going to be really tough for Gloucester to come back from. They're going to need to get a couple early ones this period.
Well, if we go according to script, Marblehead's going to score two within a minute again. They've done it twice tonight. They have just pounced all over Gloucester with the 5-2 lead. Fishermen warming up to the left. They'll be defending the goal down there. And to our right, Headers back on the ice with the 5-2 lead. Locke and Pearsall in the first. Schell and Laramie and Pearsall in the second. For Gloucester, Costanzo in the first and O'Leary in the second. 5-2. Marblehead. What do you have for shots?
I have 17-16 Marblehead.
Okay. try not to bother you when you're working over there. Sorry about that. As we
no, that's all right. I was just setting up.
Get ready to start the third. It'll be Costanzo against Laramie. Nope. Pearsall. Pearsall didn't even see him. And Pearsall wins it. Gets it back to his defense. To Locke. To Laramie. And backhanded into the Marblehead end out of his net. Playing the puck is Santasanio. Gloucester has it. Schuster from long range makes Santasanio put out the glove and hang on.
Boy, they almost sprung field on a breakaway there. About maybe a foot out ahead of him was that pass. Santasanio got to it first.
Well, we played 18 seconds and Marblehead hasn't scored yet.
That means they do.
Yeah. Face off to the right of Santasanio. Gloucester loses it. Here they come. The headers. 2-on-2. Busting out of the zone across the line into the Gloucester end. And there's a trip. They're not going to call it.
He lost an edge that time. The last one I thought was a trip. That one, I think he fell.
Okay. Lost an edge and loses the puck. Does Marblehead. They bring it out to center. Does Gloucestershire. And Marblehead forms it up once again. They'd bringing it out into the Gloucester zone. Nobody with it, but Field picks it up finally for Gloucester. He's got Delaney with him, but can't get it to him. It's stolen by the headers. Let's see who's in it. It's an intercept at the line by Abreu, and he shoots it long range. Did that go out or was it gloves?
That went out.
Okay. So it's to the left of Santasanio as I'm trying to get organized myself here in this third. Once again, it's Costanzo against Pearsall. This time, Pearsall wins it again, and it's going to come out to Feingold. He breaks out of the pack in the slot. Shoots. Saved by Vatanz, but there's a rebound. Goes into the corner. Oh, man, Feingold almost put one home right then. And a Gloucester player gets hit in the head on the bench, hit in the helmet. He's okay. Wow. Heads up, man. Boy, Feingold accelerated from the blue line in and had a terrific chance. Face off in front of us. One once again by Pearsall. Gets it back to Sheridan. Shoots it all the way into the Gloucester end. No icing. Interesting. Play 2.5. Field on the left wing. Long range. Looking for Marshall. No connect. Intercept by Schull. Slides it over to Feingold. And it wasn't Schull, it was Sheridan. Feingold, backhander deep. Sticked aside easily by Vatanz. Comes out to center. Field once again down the slot. Partial breakaway. He shoots, and it goes wide on the backhander.
I think Santasanio got a piece of that with his pad, with his right pad. Great save.
Absolutely. I think you're right. The way that puck went, yep. Field had a partial break from about 25 feet in. Here he comes again. And he leaves it for Costanzo. Back to Field. Field goes face first into the boards. Getting up very slowly. And now he's up and okay as Marblehead shoots it. And looks like it's Sheridan with the shot. Is it 12 or 22? No, it was 18. I'm sorry. Gavin Dowley with the shot. Chance made the save. 12.5 left to go in the game. Shot right off the faceoff by Schull. Forces Vatanz to play heads up and redirect it behind the net. Schull in the slot. Shoots! Oh, man, another save by Vatanz. Firing gallery right now. Stick goes up, and we're going to have a penalty on Gloucester. What was that?
Interference. He had the puck.
Well, it's a penalty on Gloucester. And it is interference. Okay, let's see. This is on Dan O'Leary.
Oh, I guess it wasn't on the hit that I saw then. I thought they were calling it on Jack Ashley in the corner.
Okay.
He had the puck. What is...
All right, 2:39, time of this penalty. And I'll tell you what, one more goal and it's definitely out of reach.
Yeah, it might already be.
Uh-huh. Marblehead playing so strong. They're not giving any quarter at all.
Yeah, Gloucester scored on a couple two-on-ones. They haven't really been able to settle anything, you know, get anything going on their settled offense.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're going to get three more two-on-one chances.
Tim Marone and Jack Ashley back on defense. Finally get it out of the zone. And Locke Sheridan being bugged by Harry Marshall. Nice checking by Marshall, shorthanded. Wow. And he bumps into another marble header, but Sheridan is able to lug it out to center. Four guys on the line. Centering pass for Colin Hart off his skates. Goes into the boards, into the end boards. Colin Hart down there with Sheridan, I think. No, it's Pearsall. Pearsall back to Hart. Centers it. Comes to the point. Sheridan can't keep it in. Costanzo with a one-on-one out of the zone. Makes a move toward the center. Poke checked away easy by Colin, but Costanzo gets it right back. Does a 360. Shoots. Blocked by Pearsall. Oh, that's by Sheridan. Sheridan made the block.
Three-goal lead. He's putting his body on the line. You like to see
yeah.
that. He looked like he took that one off the midsection.
Abreu tries to come up with it. Cleared away by the headers out to center. Schuster shoots it back in. 37 seconds left in the man advantage, but Gloucester doing a good job on the penalty kill this time. There's a long pass out of the zone by the headers, but it goes right back into the Marblehead end. 26 seconds left in the penalty. Got you a good penalty killing on this one. But here we go. 3-on-2 for Marblehead out of the zone. On the left side, Feingold stops. Centers it. Can't be picked up by Dowley. Cleared out by Gloucester. 7 seconds left in the man advantage for Marblehead. 5-2, headers lead. They'll bring it out, penalty over. And goes into the Gloucester end icing. Well, time is not Gloucester's friend now. 10 minutes left to go in the game, down by 3. Headers steady all night long, on offense and defense. A weird game,
yes,
but certainly Marblehead, you know, they've earned the advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Play resumes with Hart bringing it out of the zone across the line. Shifting, poke checked off the play by O'Leary. Goes into the corner, Gloucester has it, and they will bring it out. Zach Abbott, cross ice feed, left side. And it's going to be offside, apparently.
Marblehead's getting a penalty here. Something behind the play. I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. I didn't either.
They've got a holding the stick call behind the play.
By 13, time of the penalty. And it's on Colin Hart. Well, a chance for Gloucester to cut the lead anyway.
Yeah, I'd say it's a must-score power play for Gloucester.
Well, let's see what happens. Costanzo back on the ice. He's got Field with him at the point. Abreu is at the point. But here comes Zach Pearsall with those long strides. Centering pass, shorthanded bid, and a save by Batan. Who's that right winger?
Yeah, I think was that Feingold on the
off wing?
Yeah,
Feingold on his off wing. Pearsall busting down the left wing. And Feingold with a tremendous chance, but a great save by Vatanz.
Gloucester's had no answer for Pearsall tonight. He's just taking that puck and just blowing through everybody.
Yep.
That's almost the third two-on-one goal that he started.
Short-handed Feingold with a bid block by Abreu.
So that time he drew, it was a two-on-two, he drew both defenders.
Line pass goes out to center, Gloucester can't collect it. Minute and a half left to go in the penalty. On Marblehead and Colin Hart. Oh, here's an intercept in the Gloucester zone. It's Feingold weaving, stick handling, Abreu on him, and Marshall gets it to Abreu to Costanzo. Now he'll slow things down in the offensive zone. Nobody back at the right point that I can see. Maybe he's out of view and it's cleared out. Here we go. There was nobody back at point. 2-on-1. Marblehead. Pearsall. Pearsall shoots. What a save by Batanz as That was a fake by Pearsall.
Yeah, that was actually exactly where the way O'Leary scored.
Looking the other way.
Last period, yeah. And Vatan's got the blocker on it.
I don't know what happened to the right point here, but another good scoring chance shorthanded by Marblehead. Command of this one. Field in his in the... Oh, goes over to the left point. Freitas misfires. And Monahan has it. Looking for Feingold. He's got it. Across the line. And another shorthanded bid. Let me get the number. I don't...
That's no, Dowley.
It's, yeah, it's Gavin Dowley, who's been all over the place here in this third period. It's 18, not 15. Hart's still in the penalty box for another 22 seconds. And Costanzo gets a penalty for Gloucester. 6:52. That evens things up for 22 seconds. And then Marblehead will have the man advantage. Headers up by three. And we'll take a timeout. What do we do the same? We'll take a quick timeout. 5-2 Marblehead from the O'Malley.
I'm Bob Gillis, president of Cape Ann Savings Bank, serving the Cape Ann community with stability and commitment for over 170 years. Since 1846, our customers have relied on our local bank service and big bank benefits. Stop by our offices or call to talk about your banking needs at 978-283-0246. Built on community, CapeAnnSavings.bank.
Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Gloucester's Walter Wilkins Insurance Agency is teaming up with Columbia Insurance to deliver a full line of products, personal home and auto policies, as well as a full line of commercial coverage for business owners, including commercial property and commercial vehicle coverage. Wilkins partners with respected companies such as Plymouth Rock, Quincy Mutual, Commerce, and Safeco. For City of Gloucester employees, there are discounts on auto and home policies. Wilkins Insurance is located at 186 Main Street, Gloucester. Now partnering with Columbia Insurance, serving the North Shore.
All right, faceoff is to the right of Vatan's. Gloucester in a man-up situation for 17. No, it's even strength now for 16 seconds. Then Marblehead will have the man advantage. 4-4 at the moment. O'Leary being knocked down by a couple of Marblehead players behind the Marblehead cage. O'Leary still fighting for it, scrambling for it, gets up, and the headers will take it away. Hart is out at center, out of the penalty box. Man advantage, Marblehead. Puck is in the header zone, but they're forming it up. And misfire at center. Abreu has it for Gloucester. He loses it, comes back the other way. Hart has a winger with him, drops it over to Pearsall, has to reach behind him to get it, slows down his momentum, regains it, goes into the left corner, and drops it back to Sheridan, left point. Back to Pearsall, slides it to Sheridan. Sheridan goes over to the right point. And he'll just set up his options, goes mid-zone. On the far boards, blocked out in front, and Delaney is able to clear it with a gutsy play. Hit from behind, still gets it out of the zone. Slap right back in on the delayed offside for Marblehead, and it's cleared by Schuster all the way down. O'Leary trying to check it. Delaney trying to be the first man down there, not able to do it. Shull leads the attack, and along the boards, Delaney fighting for it, clears it. 27 seconds left in this man advantage for Marblehead. Leading 5-2, 6.5 left to go in the game. This one's for first place. Abreu steals it, tries to center it, nobody home. Marblehead forms it up again, and they're up a man. Long right wing pass across the line for the headers. Hart drops it to Pearsall. Backhanded out in front. Hart the rebound, sticked aside by Vatan's. And the fishermen are able to clear it. Penalty is, well, it wasn't quite over when Costanzo hit the ice.
Yeah, that was a couple seconds left.
Okay.
Saw that potential 2-on-1.
Okay. 5-on-5. Feingold across the line. Speedy. And he loses the puck. Laramie can't come up with it. And he does finally. And just sticks it in deeper. As Marblehead backs up a little bit in a defensive posture. Play at center. Who's got it? Sheridan in his own zone. Marshall, check it, Marone will clear it into the Marblehead end. 5.5 left to go in the game. 3-goal lead for Marblehead. Been in command since the beginning. A little ragged play here at the moment. Offside?
Offsides.
Okay. Well, you know what they say about beating a team three times in one season, you know, in a two-game schedule. Marblehead is just about to do that now.
Yep.
And then I imagine somewhere down the line these guys could face each other in the playoffs. I would guess that's a possibility. But right now, Headers in command, and they have been really in control since the outset. Gloucester with some good chances, and they played hard. But Marblehead has just outgunned them tonight. Headers bring it out of their own zone easily. Centering pass looking for Schell goes behind him. Kept in on the left side by Clarity. But Marblehead wants to change, so Gloucester will get possession. And they get it out of the zone. Jeremy Abreu at center. Weaves, loses the puck. Costanzo has it. Checked off the play, out to center. Delaney, he's checked at center. And it's Gavin Dowley all over the place doing the checking for Marblehead. Close to 4 minutes left in the game. Bringing it out the other way. That's Cody. Looks like it's Ian Cody. No, it was Mike Clarity. Sorry. Sending it in for the Headers. Taken away, though. Jack Ashley with it and being dogged by Sheridan, I think it is. And nobody with it. Finally, Delaney off the boards, out to center. And it's popped right back in by Marblehead. Gloucester scrambles to go back after it. Headers will change up. 3:40 left to go in the game. And nothing organized here at the moment. Now across the line, Feingold puts the Jets on, shoots. Blocker save along the ice. Might have been a pad save by Vatanz. Another save, this time it's a stick save. Off the stick of Locke.
Yeah, Marblehead's really smothering Gloucester with possession now. He had two shots on goal for Gloucester this whole period.
Wow.
And when you're down 3 goals.
Yeah, I ain't going to do it. So there's a shot. Goes off the end boards and bounces back out into the crease area where it's covered up by Vatanz. Well, you got to be impressed with Marblehead tonight. They
for sure.
They have really
sure.
taken it over.
And they've gotten better as the game has gone on.
And they're not making mistakes. They're just playing real solid. Three minutes left to go in this one. A 3-goal lead for Marblehead. Schuster for Gloucester. To the right wing, back to Schuster on the near boards. Intercepted by Hart right out in front. Saved by Vatanz. Backhander.
This could be a 10-2 right now for the way Vatanz has been playing this period.
Costanzo brings it off the... Was that off the crossbar?
Definitely hit the crossbar, yes.
Yeah, but it doesn't go in. Comes out to center ice. And Chris Locke on it. Chris Locke for Marblehead is hammered into the boards by Marshall or Delaney. I think it's Delaney.
Costanzo.
Is it Costanzo? He's going to get called for a penalty here. There it is. I mean, he was doing everything except mugging the guy. Dropped his stick and Costanzo tried to trip him. He was holding him. He was hitting him from behind.
Yeah, that's where the frustration settling in.
Yeah.
Now.
Trying to get the puck. So, 12:43 is the penalty. 2:17 left in the game. It's a 2-minute penalty. And the fishermen clear it off the faceoff. Well, this will effectively take care of it. Unless Gloucester could do something special, but their main penalty kill is in the penalty box. The main penalty kill scoring threat is what I should say. All right, at center, Dowley. Right wing pass. Stick handling, Shull. Weaving. Shooting. Saved by Vatanz. Loose puck. Turnaround. In the slot. Can't be collected by Dolly. I heard a whistle.
I think the net came off.
All right. Minute and 37 seconds left to go in the game. A minute and 20 left in the penalty. Two goals by Marblehead in the first, three in the second. Gloucester had one each in the first and second, and that's it. But Marblehead has just pulled away here in the third territorially, and the shots on goal are just amazing in this third period. Headers control. Shull just sticked off the play, and puck comes out to center ice. Nice play by Delaney. Yeah, it is Delaney. Delaney on the penalty kill up front. Oh, check it. It's Ryan Bergen. Bergen. But Marblehead forms it up. Bring it right back. Hart sliding into the boards. Puck is under him. He gets up and squirts it out to Feingold. Minute left to go in the game. And Flaherty can't keep it in. I'm sorry, Monahan can't keep it in. And he'll just skate backwards into his own zone, killing off the rest of the game here. 34 seconds left in the man advantage, but only 47 seconds left in the game. 5-2 Marblehead. So big solid win for the Headers tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they both teams controlled their own destiny coming in. Now Marblehead's in total control.
Yeah. Centering pass. Final effort here, 30 seconds left to go, blocked by Vatanz.
I think Marblehead's, they've gotten Gloucester twice, they've played Danvers twice, so they've kind of played the iron.
Mm-hmm.
So they, I mean.
18 seconds left to go. Feingold can't get a shot away. Shull backhands it in, 10 seconds left to go, penalty over. 5 seconds left to go, and we'll wrap this thing up with a quick summary from a man here as he has to go to work, and there it is. Final score, Marblehead 5 and Gloucester 2. Very solid effort by the, I almost said magicians, but by the Headers as they take over first place. And Nick, I know you're busy typing there. If you can give me a couple of quick thoughts when you get a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought Marblehead kind of took it to him again. You know, the I thought Gloucester did a good job weathering that storm in the first period, but as the game wore on, they didn't have as much of an answer for Marblehead as they did in that first. Marblehead kept coming, obviously, and we saw I had shots 13-2 in the third period.
Wow, okay. Yeah, Marblehead stronger, faster tonight, and deeper, I think, is the difference. But a good game nonetheless.
Yeah.
And, you know, both of these teams going to be going on in the tournament. Hopefully they'll do us proud here in Division Two. I want to thank Nick Kukuru once again. Thank you, Nick.
Absolutely.
appreciate his being by, and he's got to go to work once again now. And we'll come back and wrap this thing up, give you the scoring, the scorers here in just a second. Final score is Marblehead 5 and Gloucester 2. So hang with us. We'll be back to cover this a little bit more.
Looking to score big on your savings this season? Open a CD savings or money market account at Institution for Savings. This is the perfect time to earn funds for your future, and our rates are among the best. Stop by one of our offices in Amesbury, Beverly, Boxford, Gloucester, Hamilton, Ipswich, Middleton, Newburyport, Rockport, Rowley, Salem, Salisbury, and Topsfield. Or visit us online at institutionforsavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF.
Enjoy the taste of summer all year round at Cherry Farm Creamery. Pick up an ice cream cake for that special occasion. Cherry Farm Creamery offers the best ice cream right off Route 128 on Conant Street in Danvers. Or visit them at cherryfarmcreamery.com. The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacy, Executive Sports Editor at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
Well, Marblehead, from start to finish in this one, man, they broke out with a couple of quick goals. They did it twice, as a matter of fact. They opened up the game at the 36-second mark, shocking Gloucester and me, as it was Locke scoring. Chris Locke, his seventh goal of the season with the assist to Colin Hart. 1-0, Marblehead at that point. And would you believe that just seconds later at the 1 minute and 12 mark, it was Zach Pearsall getting his first goal, 14th of the season, as Eli Feingold drew the assist. It's 2-0 Marblehead, scoring. They got two goals in the first minute and 12 seconds of the game. Gloucester came back late in the first when Jack Costanzo scored his 14th of the season, with E.J. Field and Harry Marshall picking up the assist at 10:39, cutting the lead to 2-1. But Marblehead did the same thing in the second period. And remember, if you listen to our pregame, that's what Coach Wells said. He said, we've got to get out to a good start early. They did the same thing in the second. This time it was Will Schell, Captain Schell, scoring his 10th goal of the season unassisted at 1:20 of the second. And then at 2:17 of the second, it was Carter Laramie scoring his 5th of the season, with Zach Pearsall, Eli Feingold drawing the assist. 4-1 at that point, and school was out. Dan O'Leary cut the lead to 4-2 at 9:44 for Gloucester, as he picked up his third goal of the season. And Zach Morris got the assist on that one. It was 4-2 at that point. But then, with less than a second left to go in the period, Zach Pearsall picked up his 15th with Dowley and Feingold the assist, making it 5-2, and that was the end of the scoring. So a solid game by Marblehead, picking up their 10th win of the season. They're 10-3-3 overall now, and they are 5-0-2 in the Northeastern Conference. Gloucester, meanwhile, is 7-2 in the conference, and they are now 9-5-2 overall. Next game for Gloucester, they'll be at Danvers, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. That will be at the Bork. And Winthrop, Winthrop at Marblehead, there it is. Winthrop is at Marblehead. That'll be at Salem State at 12:30 on Saturday. So on behalf of Nick Kukro, I really appreciate his coming by once again and helping out. Former Marblehead hockey coach Bob Jackson, and for our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, and our director Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, thanking you for being with us, reminding you of the final score here from the Talbot and Gloucester, Marblehead 5 and Gloucester 2. This is MSONewsSports.com.